Lesson 3. Focus. What causes different climates within a country? Main idea. Read this lesson to understand some of the things that affect climate in the United States. Vocabulary. Precipitation. Axis. Rotation. Revolution. Humidity. A land of different climates. The summer of 1993 brought heavy rains to places along the Mississippi River, but other lands in the United States were as dry as dust. The United States is a large country with many kinds of land, so weather may be very different in different parts of the country on the same day. It may be snowing in Colorado, high in the Rocky Mountains, or sleet may be falling along the shore of Lake Erie in Ohio. At the same time, people on the coastal plain in southern Florida may be swimming in the Atlantic Ocean. Weather and climate. The weather in a place can change quickly. It may change from day to day or even from hour to hour, from sunny to stormy or from warm to cold. The weather is made up of many things. Some of these are the daily high and low temperatures, wind direction and speed, and amount of precipitation. Precipitation is water, as in rain, sleet, or snow, that falls to the Earth's surface. While weather is the day-to-day conditions in a place, climate is the kind of weather a place has over time. For example, the weather one day in Los Angeles, California might be rainy and cool. As scientists study the weather of Southern California over time, however, they understand that the climate there is generally dry and warm. Review. How is weather of a place different from climate of a place? Movements of the Earth. The Earth gets all its heat from the sun. The Earth, however, is not heated evenly. Some places on Earth get more of the sun's warming rays than other places. How much warmth a place gets from the sun's rays and when it gets that warmth are mostly caused by the Earth's movements. The Earth is always spinning, like a top, around its axis. The axis is an imaginary line that runs through the Earth from the North Pole to the South Pole. The Earth takes one day to make one rotation, or complete turn. The diagram above shows how this daily rotation from west to east causes day and night. While the Earth spins on its axis, it follows an orbit or path around the Sun. Each revolution, or trip around the Sun, covers about 595 million miles, 958 million kilometers. The Earth takes 1 year to complete one revolution. Review. Which movement of the Earth causes day and night? Seasons. Because the Earth is tilted on its axis, places on the Earth get different amounts of sunlight and heat at different times of the year. It is the tilt of the axis as the Earth moves around the Sun that gives us seasons. Look at the diagram on page 62. On June 21st or 22nd each year, the North Pole is tilted the most toward the Sun. Because of this, places in the Northern Hemisphere get more of the Sun's direct rays. This causes longer days and warmer temperatures. It is the beginning of summer in the Northern Hemisphere. At the same time, however, the South Pole tilts away from the Sun. Because of this, places in the Southern Hemisphere have shorter days and cooler temperatures. It is winter in the Southern Hemisphere. The seasons are the opposite of those in the Northern Hemisphere. Find where the Earth is on December 21st or 22nd. Now the South Pole is tilted the most toward the Sun. Most of the Sun's direct rays fall on places in the Southern Hemisphere. It is the beginning of summer in the Southern Hemisphere. What season is it in the Northern Hemisphere? At other times of the year, the Earth's axis is not tilted either toward or away from the Sun. On March 20th or 21st, the Sun's rays fall directly on the equator. On that day, every place on Earth has equal hours of daylight and darkness. It is the beginning of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. It is the beginning of autumn in the Southern Hemisphere. On September 22nd or 23rd, the Sun's rays again fall directly on the equator. On that date, every place on Earth has equal hours of daylight and darkness. Autumn is beginning in the Northern Hemisphere. Do you know what season is beginning in the Southern Hemisphere? Review. What causes seasons? Distance from the equator. Direct rays from the Sun give more heat than indirect rays. Because places close to the equator get more of the Sun's direct rays, they also get more heat. Places close to the equator then usually have the warmest climates. Places far from the equator, to the north and to the south, get less of the sun's heat. This helps explain why Hawaii, the state closest to the equator, has a much warmer climate than Alaska, the state farthest from the equator. Review. How does distance from the equator affect climate? Land and water. The uneven heating and cooling of land and water also affect climate. San Francisco, California is about the same distance north of the equator as Denver, Colorado. San Francisco, however, is usually much cooler than Denver in the summer and much warmer than Denver in the winter. This happens because land cools off and heats up more quickly than water. Since San Francisco is located near the Pacific Ocean, the ocean helps keep it cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter. The ocean also adds humidity to the air. Humidity is the amount of moisture in the air. Denver is located far away from the ocean. The air there is much drier than in San Francisco. Oceans can affect climate in another way, too. Juneau is located on Alaska's southern coast. Minneapolis, Minnesota is located much farther south. Juneau, however, is often warmer in the winter. The water that flows in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Juneau is warm. The winds that blow over that warm water help keep Juneau warmer during the winter. Review. How can large bodies of water affect climate? Elevation. Climate is affected by elevation, too. Albuquerque, New Mexico, is about the same distance north of the equator as Memphis, Tennessee is. Albuquerque, however, is much cooler than Memphis in both summer and winter. That is because Albuquerque is located nearly 1 mile, more than 1 kilometer, above sea level, while Memphis is only 331 feet, 101 meters, above sea level. Places at higher elevations are usually cooler than places at lower elevations. Temperatures drop about 3 degrees Fahrenheit, almost 2 degrees Celsius, for every 1,000 feet, 305 meters, in height. Because of that, many tall mountains, such as the Rockies, may be covered with snow all year long. Review. How does elevation affect climate? Lesson 3 review. Check understanding. 1. Remember the facts. Why do most places at the equator have warm climates? 2. Recall the main idea. What conditions affect climate? Think critically. 3. Link to you. Which things most affect the climate where you live? Show what you know. Model activity. Paint foam balls to make models of the Earth and the Sun. Use string to hang them from coat hangers. Then use them to show how the Earth's movements cause day and night and the seasons. Lesson 4. Focus. How do different resources make different kinds of work possible? Main idea. As you read, look for ways in which resources affect the kinds of jobs people in the United States do. Vocabulary. Product. Mineral. Fuel. Human resource. Manufacturing. Service. Economy. A rich, fertile land. The United States is a large country with many landforms and climates. It is also rich in natural resources. In fact, few nations in the world have as many different natural resources as the United States. Those resources have helped make the United States strong. They have also given Americans many choices. Using natural resources. The land itself is one of our most important natural resources. Early explorers found the soil fat and lusty. They thought the rich soil could be adapted to cultivation of every kind and whatever is sown there will yield an excellent crop. Farmland covers about half the area of the United States. Fertile soil, mostly mild climates, and a lot of rainfall help American farmers grow huge amounts of food. In fact, they grow enough food not only to feed Americans, but also to sell to other countries. Some important crops grown in the United States are corn, wheat, soybeans, barley, and cotton. Many fruits and vegetables are also raised, along with cattle, chickens, turkeys, hogs, and sheep. Trees are another very important natural resource. One early settler wrote that there was wood of sundry sorts, some very great and all tall, birch, beech, ash, maple, spruce, cherry tree, yew, oak, very great and good. Today, forests cover nearly one-third of our country's land. Most of them supply lumber, paper, and other wood products. A product is something that people make or grow, usually to sell. The United States cuts more lumber and makes more paper than any other country does. The United States is also a leading producer of fish products. An early sailor whose ship was off the coast of present-day Massachusetts talked about the fishing. There were so many codfish that we threw numbers of them overboard again, for the schools of mackerel, herrings, cod, and other fish that we saw as we went and came from shore were wonderful. American fishers today catch more than 5 million tons of fish a year in waters off the coasts of the United States. Among their catch are oysters, shrimp, lobsters, and other kinds of shellfish. Review: why is fertile soil an important natural resource? Other riches. The United States has many kinds of rocks and minerals, too. A mineral is a natural substance found in rocks. Copper, gold, silver, and other metals come from minerals. The United States is a world leader in the production of minerals. People use rocks and minerals for buildings, machines, and many products. Because the United States has so many kinds of rocks and minerals, Americans have many choices among the products they can make and use. The United States is also rich in fuels. A fuel is a natural resource used to make heat or energy. Coal, oil, and natural gas are all fuels. People use fuels to cook, to heat buildings, and to make machines work. No one nation on earth has every natural resource that people use. The United States has most of them, though. Along with fertile soil, forests, minerals, and fuels, the United States has a good supply of fresh water. An early settler described a land with such fresh waters running through the woods as I was almost ravished at the first sight thereof. Today, our many rivers, lakes, and streams provide water, both for drinking and for use by farms and factories. Some rivers are used to make electric power. Review: how do people use minerals and fuels? Earning a living. The United States is rich in natural resources like minerals, fuels, and water. The United States is also rich in human resources. Human resources are workers and the ideas and skills that they bring to their jobs. Each day, millions of Americans leave their homes and go to work. The kinds of jobs they do sometimes depend on where they live. That is because people often do work that has to do with the resources around them. Not all resources are distributed or spread out equally. Not every place has enough of every resource it needs. For example, many areas of the United States have plenty of fresh water, but as Robert Louis Stevenson saw when he traveled across the country, other places are dry and have few trees. Certain minerals or fuels may be found in one place, but not in another place. Because the United States has many kinds of resources, workers have different kinds of jobs. Some Americans work on farms, plowing and planting the land. Some fish the waters along the coasts or cut down trees in forests. Some mine coal. Other Americans work in manufacturing jobs, usually in factories. Manufacturing is the making of goods. The United States has the fuel needed to run the machines in factories. It also has many of the natural resources needed to make things. Together, these help make the United States the world's leading manufacturing nation. About one-fifth of all workers in the United States work in manufacturing jobs. Most manufacturing jobs are near large cities. When factories are built, towns and cities near them often grow. Dothan, Alabama is one such town. In the 1940s, Dothan was what was called a Saturday town. Saturday was the only day of the week when Dothan was busy. That was the day nearby farmers came to town to sell their crops and buy things they needed. When factories were built in the town, however, people moved there to take jobs. As manufacturing in Dothan grew, so did the number of people working in service jobs. A service is an activity that people do for others, such as caring for their health, fixing their cars, cleaning their houses, or delivering their mail. Like other jobs, service jobs are done for pay. Teachers, police officers, and lawyers are all service workers. So are secretaries, cooks, and firefighters. Manufacturing is still an important activity in our country's economy, but more people now work in service jobs than in factories. An economy is the way people in a state, a region, or a country use resources to meet their needs. Today, more than one-third of all workers in the United States hold service jobs. If other groups of workers, such as people who work for stores, banks, and insurance companies are included, then more than three-fourths of all workers hold service jobs. Review: how are manufacturing jobs different from service jobs? Lesson 4 review. Check understanding. 1. Remember the facts. How does having large areas of fertile soil help the United States? 2. Recall the main idea. How can resources affect the kinds of jobs people do? Think critically. 3. Think more about it. Why are the skills and talents of each worker important? 4. Link to you. What kinds of jobs do most people in your community have? Why do you think that is so? Show what you know. Chart activity. Make a chart listing at least 5 natural resources. Under each resource, list as many jobs as you can that depend on that resource. For example, under oil, you might list gas station attendant or fuel oil delivery person. Compare your chart with those of your classmates. Map and globe skills. Use a land use and resource map. 1. Why learn this skill? Do you wonder where some of the products that you use each day come from? Do you know where most goods in the United States are manufactured? Where are most of the natural resources found that are used to make those goods? Do you know where the oil came from that was used to make gasoline for your family's car? What about the trees that were used to make the paper in this book? To find the answers to questions like these, you need a map that shows where some resources are found and how the land is used to produce others. 2. Understand the process. The map on page 71 is a land use and resource map. It uses colors to show land use, or how most of the land in a place is used. But the map does not show every forest or every farming or manufacturing area in the United States. It shows only the main ones. Look at the map key to see which color stands for each kind of land use. 1. Which color shows areas where manufacturing is the most important land use? Where does most of that manufacturing take place? 2. How is most of the land in Illinois and Iowa used? How is that land use different from the way most land in Wyoming and Utah is used? 3. Find the color for little used land. Little used land is land that is not used much because it is too steep, wet, dry, or rocky. Where is most of South Carolina's little used land? The map on page 71 uses picture symbols to show some natural resources of the United States. Each symbol is shown at or near the place where the resource is found. The map does not show every resource in the country because the United States has too many resources to show on just one map. So the map shows only some of the most important ones. To find out what resource each symbol stands for, look at the map key again. 4. Find the symbol labeled oil or natural gas. Then find Louisiana on the map. The symbol shows the parts of Louisiana where much oil and natural gas are found. What important natural resources are found in northern Minnesota and northern Michigan? 5. In which states is copper found? 6. Which resources are found in and under the waters along the coasts of the United States? 3. Think and apply. Draw a land use and resource map of your state. Use encyclopedias and library books to find out how people use the land in your state and what natural resources are found there. Use colors to show the different land uses and make a map key to tell what each color stands for. Choose different symbols to stand for all of the important natural resources. Draw the symbols on the map and explain what they stand for in the map key. Share your map with other students in your class. Then use it to teach members of your family about land use and resources in your state. Lesson 5. Focus. What changes do people cause when they use natural resources? Main idea: read to find out how people change the environment when they use natural resources. Vocabulary: adapt, conservation, scarce, recycle, pollution. People and the environment. People depend on natural resources for almost everything they need. People at work also depend on natural resources to make or grow products. As people at home and at work use those resources, however, they cause changes to their environment. Farming the land. As you know, the United States has a lot of land with fertile soil. Before that land can be used for farming, however, it must often be plowed. Plowing land is one way that people adapt or change their environment to make it more useful to them. When people first plowed the fertile lands of Iowa, the topsoil was as deep as 16 inches, 41 centimeters. Now, in many places, only 6 to 8 inches, 15 to 20 centimeters of topsoil are left. What happened to all that rich soil? It eroded away. When people use the land, they often do things that help wind and rain wear down the earth's surface. People cut down trees whose roots help hold soil in place. They blast away the sides of mountains. They also plow the land, turning under grasses that cover the soil. In the 1930s, in much of Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas, little rain fell. Some places had no rain at all for months. As the ground dried up, strong winds blew the plowed soil away. Wind-blown dirt and dust soon covered fences and roads. It was impossible to get away from the blowing dust. Bessie Zentz, a woman from Goodwell, Oklahoma, said, "The dust storm scared us to pieces. It was dark as the middle of the night, and it stayed that way all day." Farmers learned that they had to do something to protect soil and other natural resources. Protecting our natural resources and using them wisely is called conservation. Most farmers all over the country now use different methods of soil conservation. Sometimes they plant rows of trees between their fields to help block the wind. In hilly places, they usually plow their fields in a way that keeps the rain from washing the soil away. Other methods let farmers plant crops without even plowing fields. Review. What can happen if farmers do not use soil conservation? Saving trees. The United States has many forests, but people cut down many trees each year. Some are cut to clear land for new buildings or highways. Most are cut for their wood. In the past, Americans often cut down trees without planting new ones. Many people believed that natural resources would last forever. People thought there would always be another forest, another source of clean water, or another acre of land. Over time, however, Americans came to understand that all resources are scarce or limited. All resources need to be used wisely. Some of the very earliest efforts at conservation were made to save our forests. In 1903, President Theodore Roosevelt spoke out against lumber companies that would skin the land and abandon it. Companies soon began planting new trees to replace the ones they cut down. To save even more trees, many people now recycle paper products or use them again. Recycling can help save many trees. Review: why should trees and other natural resources be used wisely? Biography: Theodore Roosevelt, 1858 to 1919. Theodore Roosevelt was the 26th President of the United States. He was sickly as a child, but he exercised often and spent a lot of time outdoors. During his travels to the American West, Roosevelt learned to care deeply about nature. He became the first president to work hard to save forests and wilderness areas. Protecting air and water. People also change the environment when they use water. People pump water from rivers. They make new lakes and dig wells into the ground. They even lay pipes across the land to take water to dry places. Most places in the United States have enough fresh water. Yet people must conserve or save water if they want it to last. Americans can help conserve water by not using too much water every day. Just conserving water is not enough, however. People must also think about pollution. Pollution is anything that makes a natural resource dirty or unsafe to use. Many of the things people do cause pollution. In states with snowy climates, salt is put on highways to melt ice and snow. The salt in the melted snow can sink into the ground. There, it slowly gets into the water supply and pollutes it. Today, people are trying to find ways to use less salt on highways and to stop water pollution in other ways. Like water, air can be polluted by the things people do. Most cars, trucks, machines, and factories add some pollution to the air. Air pollution does not stay in one place either. Wind can blow it from place to place. Review. How can people's actions cause pollution? Using up limited resources. Some resources can be replaced. New trees can grow. Rain can refill rivers and lakes. Other resources, such as minerals and fuels, cannot be replaced. When they are used up, there will be no more. Americans use a lot of minerals and fuels. To conserve minerals, they can recycle many products, such as glass bottles and tin cans. To conserve fuels, people can put better insulation in their houses so that they need less oil or natural gas for heating. They can drive less and at slower speeds. That will help them use less gasoline. Another way to slow the use of fuels is to find other sources of energy. Already, scientists have found ways to heat homes by using energy from the sun. They have found ways to make electricity out of the power of the wind. They have made engines that can run on fuel made from grains, like corn, instead of gasoline. Review. Why is it important to conserve minerals and fuels? Lesson 5 Review. Check understanding. 1. Remember the facts. What do people do to conserve forests and trees? 2. Recall the main idea. How do people change the environment when they use natural resources? Think critically. 3. Think more about it. What might happen if certain minerals and fuels are used up? Show what you know. Art activity. Design a poster or a button showing a way to conserve a natural resource. Use your poster or button to explain how your idea will help conserve that natural resource. Chapter 1 Review. Connect main ideas. Use this organizer to show what you have learned about the American landscape. Complete it by writing 2 details about each main idea. A copy of the organizer appears on page 8 of the activity book. Write more about it. Write a descriptive letter. Imagine that you are writing a letter to someone who lives in another country. You want that person to know what the United States looks like. In your letter, describe each of the major landforms of the United States. Compare and contrast. Suppose that you have been asked to write a story about rivers in the United States for a Nature magazine. In your story, explain how rivers can both wear down the land and build it up. Draw pictures to go with your story. Use vocabulary. Write the term that correctly matches each definition. Economy, erosion, peninsula, plateau, scarce, service. 1. Land that is almost entirely surrounded by water. 2. High, mostly flat land. 3. The wearing away of the Earth's surface. 4. An activity that people do for others. 5. The way people in a state, a region, or a country use resources to meet their needs. 6. Limited. Check understanding. 7. What landform covers much of the western United States? 8. What is a river system? What do all river systems do? 9. Why does the sun not heat the earth evenly? 10. Why is fertile soil an important resource for the United States? 11. How are human resources important to businesses? Think critically. 12. Think more about it. What are some ways people have worked to keep erosion and pollution from harming the land? 13. Link to you. What things does your family do to help conserve resources? Apply skills. Use a land use and resource map. Use the map on page 71 to answer these questions. 14. Where are the major manufacturing areas in California located? 15. Where is most of the little used land in Texas? 16. Which fuels are found in West Virginia? Use an elevation map. Imagine that you are planning a trip between any two cities shown on the elevation map on page 59. Lay a ruler across the map to connect the two cities. Then write the name and elevation of each city and tell the elevation of the highest land you will cross on your trip. List the names of any rivers you will cross and tell in which direction each one flows. Read more about it. The Big Rivers, the Missouri, the Mississippi, and the Ohio, by Bruce Hiscock, Athenaeum Books for Young Readers. This book describes the terrible flooding that took place on the interior plains in 1993. Visit the internet at http://www.hbschool.com for additional resources.